more than 20 miles from their birthplace, never heard an orchestra or saw a play. As Dr. Maketa says, perhaps the simple life was not so simple. Because we've all been treated to so much misinformation about pollution, I'm going to give you some more of the facts the doctor is collecting in the next couple of days. I think you'll be surprised and relieved. He says and proves that we're not on the brink of ecological disaster. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
I can't hear you other than being in the room.
Okay.
There we go. Now we can hear you, and now we are on the air. So maybe you want to repeat that, but thank you, Kenny. We're here, Kenny and Darsha, on Open Mic Friday, and Kenny was just saying that it's now a rainy day today, but we had a beautiful Easter sunrise service up on the chapel on the hill, and followed by, there were several pastors, five or six maybe.
Pastor Gabe, different. I don't know the lady's name, and then Father Joe, who's the normal priest out there for Sunday morning Roman Catholic services.
It was a beautiful sunrise, and then the cowboy breakfast afterwards. Thank you to the Clarks and to...
And Pastor Gabe was able to get a bunch of sleepyheads fired up at 6 o'clock on a chilly morning, so it was a great event.
That's true, and he was able to let people know that they could come to his church at 10 o'clock afterwards.
So. Yeah, I think he was trying to poach there. Well, a lot going on in the world. I've watched and read intently about the rescue of the downed weapons officer, which was a pretty impressive event. I would have probably planned it a little differently, but that's Monday morning quarterbacking.
Well, now, if you planned it, Kenny, you wouldn't have had a downed pilot in the first place, right?
No, that's not true. You're going to lose aircraft, you're going to lose people, and you know what's interesting to me is the Russians have apparently gone out of their way to provide some of the most advanced shoulder-fired missiles. Which are much more difficult to track down than, you know, the large SA-20 systems, SA-10 systems, which are vehicle launched and they have a radar signature. And some of the stuff I was reading raises the question as to whether that was, say, essentially an ambush of those aircraft in order to draw in more aircraft to rescue.
Yeah, my understanding was there were several different diversions, we'll call it, where they were acting like they were coming into certain areas in two or three different other places.
Well, the CIA, I worked with the CIA. I have mixed feelings on the CIA. There were some people that I worked with that I just I wouldn't trust them to lead a kindergarten class to the bathroom. There were others that I just thought were the most spectacular people I ever met. But the CIA executed a very good deception op, which drew Iranian forces away from the rescue site. The thing that I would have done, I still don't understand why, but hey, you know, it's the special ops guys. They get to do what they want. I didn't really understand why they had to bring in their little birds. I mean, they're cool little aircraft, but I don't see why they couldn't have used the 60s, or you have Ospreys. But that's the only thing I was scratching my head over. And so, you know, when the Marines do things differently, and
there's something about intent.
Well, if you remember back, I forgot what year it was, 1995, 1996, the Scott O'Grady rescue in Bosnia.
Oh, right, right.
You know, in the Marines, the Army or special ops guys usually go in, and they've got dedicated aircraft with all sorts of jamming systems, and they've got different types of radar and
that was 30 years ago.
But you know, they would go in with a small package, whereas the Marines, when the Marines went in to rescue Scott O'Grady, I think it was 4 CH-53s, so it's like 200 Marines went in to secure the area. And that was always kind of, for the last 30 years, the contrast, you know, the pararescue guys from the Air Force with maybe Navy SEALs, who also, you know, they do CSAR / TRAP. CSAR is Combat Search and Rescue. TRAP is basically a subset of Combat Search and Rescue, and that's Tactical Recovery of Aircraft and Personnel. And that's really what the Marine Corps does. We don't do CSAR. We're, you know, once they identify the guy on the ground or the gal on the ground, and the Marines are the best option, then, you know, we show up with overwhelming firepower and get them out. But it just, I didn't really understand the need for the MH6s, the little birds. And had you not needed the little birds, you wouldn't have needed the MH or the MC-130s. And so that was my only question. Cool. You have the MV-22 Ospreys, which, you know, vertical takeoff and landing. So mm-hmm. That was the only thing I questioned.
We had one,
but besides that, it was spectacular operation. So,
well, my understanding of having to scale 7,000 feet up, so you're in some pretty good terrain there.
But being the Marine, I'm never going to let the Air Force or the Army get away with just, oh yeah, they did a great. No, sorry, you know, we're Marines. We would have done it differently.
Well, you have a mission, a purpose, and it's just a little bit of a. In fact, I see your Marine hat over there. Did you want to share what that says on there?
Grumpy old Marine.
Yeah.
I got that for my birthday.
Okay. All right. So we also have, if we want to talk about different missions and things in the news, we also have the Artemis II that's supposed to
land at 8 p.m. tonight. My son got to watch
5 o'clock.
It.
Here?
No, it's I thought it was 8 p.m. local.
Here? Okay.
Yeah, off San Diego.
Okay.
And the USS Mirtha is going to pick up the crew.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's another. My son got to see that launch at Cape Canaveral.
Okay.
And he was awestruck. But yeah, been a big week. Watching gas prices, I've seen locally at $9.69 at one of the local gas stations.
For diesel?
Oh, yeah, for diesel. My wife was out in Bakersfield yesterday, and it was over $10 for diesel there. So that's definitely going to impact elections.
I have seen several different news stories. We have some, just to go over some of the things that we want to talk about today. And maybe you do too, but always on Open Mic Friday, it is open to your suggestion. You can change the topic. You can say, we don't want to talk about what you're talking about anymore. But I do have several, I'll put them in the financial aspects, state of California as well as federal. Then we also had some maybe school board decisions, Supreme Court decisions that affect us locally here. And there's more candidates running for offices and getting ready for the election season. Not just election day, but election season.
Yeah. And I wanted to go over, I've been looking at the ballot measures, and I can give people an update on where things stand on some of the ballot measures, good and bad. I'm afraid the one that was going to vote us out of the union isn't, I'm afraid that's not going to get the votes. Unfortunately.
Well,
I think it would be interesting though if we did like I always forget what Rush Limbaugh called that Operation Chaos. You know, if we did an Operation Chaos and
I'm in favor of it.
I think the country would be grateful. There was a great Babylon Bee thing I saw online yesterday, and it was the negotiations with the Iranians. And finally, the
satire. You have to let people know this is satire from the Babylon Bee.
Yeah, I do have people that when I post Babylon Bee stuff online, they think that's not true. You know, you're right, it's not. But this one, they finally reached a settlement when Iran agreed to take California and Minnesota.
Oh, okay, all right. You got it. Thank you. Be careful what you wish for. Well, along those lines, when we're talking about gasoline prices, I mean, there have been several different articles and posts and et cetera that when you're looking at gasoline prices in California, is it any surprise? So we're down to how many refineries and how many, you know, I mean, this has been over the course of the last, I'll say 30 years, especially, but most since 2010-12, with the Green New Deal, the Green New Scam, depends on how you want to look at it, but it's basically been shutting down the oil and gas industries in California.
That's one issue I keep getting angry about when I listen to you know, the news broadcasts here on KPRL is, when you look at gas prices around the nation, they are back up to where it was under Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. So not good, but certainly not anything in uncharted territory. When you look at California, we're in uncharted territory, and it doesn't have, it isn't because of
the war
with Iran. It's because we're down to, I believe we're down to 7 refineries now. And when Biden was in office, I think we were at about 20. I'll have to look that up before the end of the show, or somebody could call in and tell us what the number was and is. But yeah, the supply is being restricted here in California. And keep in mind, we have over 70 cents a gallon in taxes. Yeah, you know, the state legislature could easily say, "No, we're going to suspend the gas tax for the year, and you know, give some relief to the people that way." But they don't want to. They want to drive people out of their cars and have, you know, put them in the little toy cars that you see in Europe,
or the 15-minute cities, or right. Bicycles. And for example, the one that really still just irks me is the Bob Jones Trail that. They put in, the Board of Supervisors voted to put in something like $53 million to have the Bob Jones Trail, which is down in Avila. It's a very nice trail. I don't get me wrong, but it is not part of what they were trying to say it was, is part of the transportation corridor, so that they could divert the transportation funding to the Bob Jones Trail. Now, it's recreational. People go there, and they were trying to say that there's so many people that have their bicycles, that commute on their bicycles to downtown San Luis Obispo, that it could warrant having it be a transportation corridor. And that's exactly what's happening. They're trying to say with the Templeton, between Atascadero and Templeton, oh, it's a transportation corridor. Have you seen the drawings and the plans for the up and over the railway and up and over the creek? I'm telling you, $30 million, $3 million, whatever it is, it's not part of the transportation corridor when we have our roads and Spring Street. And Kevin even says, you know, 32nd Street, get your four-wheel drive in gear.
Yeah, I used to be an avid biker. I don't ride bikes out by the ranch because it's just, honestly, it's too dangerous. But I was fascinated when we were in Europe last month, and particularly in Amsterdam. You know, they have the bike lanes, and everybody and their brother and sister rides bikes. But the reason they ride bikes is because to get a parking permit, I'm trying to remember the exact information that one of the Dutch told us, but to get a parking permit, if you live in Amsterdam, takes about 3 or 4 years. So you could buy a car, but you can't park it on the street by your house. And then once you get it, it's a couple $1,000s a year for a parking permit. And, you know, mass transit's much better than it is in, at least on the West Coast of the United States. But man, if you better not get in the way of those bicyclists.
Well,
they will run you over in a heartbeat, as my wife almost found out.
What was fun is the bicycles in northern, so up in Friesland, they still have cobblestone streets, and so you're literally on the bicycle with the cobblestone streets. There was no green paint, no bike lanes, no concrete dividers. And then another funny story was when we were in Italy traveling around, and they have a lot of roundabouts there. Do you see the connection between having the roundabouts, the bicycles, and we were literally going through a roundabout. We were in one of the little small cars, and someone on his bicycle, he has his he's texting with one hand, and no hands on the bicycle. He's leaning. He's got his left hand on our car as we're going around the roundabout. Just using it, kind of bracing himself up to know where we were so that he wasn't going to be running into us.
When I used to ride my bike, I went to college in Washington, D.C., and I used to hold on to the back of the bus, you know, the commuter bus, and, you know, that's how I saved myself going uphill.
You were drafting.
Drafting, exactly. So.
All right. Well, I don't know. You did survive, and maybe that's why you decided to go into the Marines.
We were tougher back then.
Yeah.
So
we were. You know, who had car seats? I remember it was the arm across your stomach that was holding you into the seat, right?
I just remember sliding around the back seat of, you know, the big Lincoln Continental. So
we had a station wagon. We actually had one. We didn't have the Woody station wagon, but we did have a station wagon. So 2.3 children in the back of the station wagon going on the road trips across the United States. So those were good times. Very good times.
They'd arrest you now.
Yes.
All right, so we got, what do you want to cover first, big topic-wise? You want to go over election stuff? Or?
You know what? I saw this, actually my husband saw this yesterday, and my husband is my reasonable man test, so my husband is listening.
He is much more reasonable than
if he gets upset or excited about something, I know it's a big deal. So he sent this to me going, I can't believe this. Has to do with the story. The headline of the story is the USPS, that is the United States Postal Service, is suspending contributions to employee pensions as it warns of a pending liquidity crisis. So for those of you who know and are involved in pensions and pension contributions and understanding the financial statement aspect of what that means, when they're not saying that the pension is in default, they're not saying that people aren't going to get paid. What they're saying is, we don't have the funds to fund the pension, so that it can continue on an investment basis to have it be available for people in the future. So they're literally not funding the pension plan. So we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. Not only USPS, but the state of California did the same thing last summer. We'll cover that and anything that you want to talk about. 238-KPRL.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
When friends and family come to visit this spring, you want them close, but maybe not that close. Give your guests a stay that they'll love at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Spring is one of the most beautiful times here. Lush vineyards, milder weather, and fewer crowds before the summer heat. Your guests can relax in elegant rooms, enjoy vineyard views, and experience award-winning food and wine. It's the perfect balance of hosting and having your space. Book their spring stay at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
And we're back with Darsha Stebbins and Kenny Ennie on Open Mic Friday. Please give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. We're here Friday afternoons from 12:30 to 2 with breaks in between from our sponsors. But we have a couple items today that I guess I'll start in and cover on this. But the U.S. Postal Service temporarily suspending payments to an employee pension plan, it said on Thursday. This is the payment suspension to the federal employees retirement system pension plan set to take effect on Friday. That would be today. The move is set to free up $2.5 billion this fiscal year. They're facing liquidity problems and warned that it could run out of cash in early 2027. So they're temporarily halting payments to the employees' pension to free up cash, citing fast approaching financial troubles. So I wanted to just use that as kind of a segue into the same thing that I had discussed. This, I think it was when I was covering for Susanna Luthi with her last maternity leave. But it could have been just when I was filling in on one of the shows. But where we had last June, the end of the fiscal year end for California, June, and the first part of July, where Governor Newsom suspended the multi-year pension contributions. They call it a pension holiday, whereby essentially you're no longer funding. You're supposed to fund every 2 weeks, at least once a month. And when you stop funding the pension contribution portion, that means that it's seriously where they haven't fully identified. It's called the unfunded liabilities. It means that at some point in time, the earnings on those on the pension plan is not able to keep up with the amount that they need to continue funding. So when you take a pension holiday and you're not funding, that means that those funds that are supposed to be there to increase the investment and the investment return are not there. So it becomes a very quick downward spiral when that starts to happen. So the warning bell should go off to a lot of people. What happened with Newsom is that the contribution did not occur in the last fiscal year. I think they did end up making some of them in the current fiscal year. But we're coming up on budget season. That's May. And for California, what they call it is the May revision. Every year they have a May revision, and it's just known that you basically get most of the way through and you have to revise your budget numbers so that they're closer to what the actual numbers are. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see what's going to happen with the May revision coming up. So the LAO, the Legislative Analyst Office, is usually a pretty good, they're nonpartisan, and they lay it out like it is. You don't get the political speak from Newsom and the others. And we have someone that might want to change the conversation. We'll go right to that. Welcome to Open Mic Friday. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. How are you today, Darcy?
Did you fall out of your seat again? I thought you might be interested in this one.
Yes, I am interested in this, and only that this is the biggest pitfall that the public has purveyed upon them by people in suits that they elect. And it is dangerous. It is terminal in that you will not have the money. Remember, you can't cash a pension check that hasn't got any money in the bank. And so what's been done here already with these are called contribution holidays, not pension holidays, contribution holidays. Those holidays mean, and you have accurately pointed this out, you don't have as much money in the bank to invest, because you cannot invest money that you don't have in the bank. Investment companies have learned that one the hard way years ago. But the bottom line here is that this is more of this pay-to-play and the governor stealing the money. How many times have we had the funding for the two-lane out east of town here, going through Chelan and so forth? How many times have we had that money stolen by this same governor? I'll tell you, twice.
Mm-hmm.
Twice. Gone. Money out of those accounts and into something else by way of sleight of hand. Because there are rules that prevent this, and so there has to be some stretching of the rules in order to accomplish it. It means that your pension fund is underfunded, which ours is, by the tune of billions, if not millions, of dollars. What it means in reality is that when people show up with a pension that they have earned over a period of 20 years or more, 25, 30, 35 years, it doesn't matter how long as they're eligible for retirement, their money will not be available to pay them. That's what it means. So they're fooling around with state employees, in this case, federal employees, mail department employees, postal service employees. That's whose pension they're not going to fund by way of contribution holiday. But this is at the federal level. This is not the state. The state's already doing it, and they're going to end up paying for it, or else we are.
And thank you. Thank you for that explanation. We have, we'll go to the top of the hour break, and I'll have a little bit more on that. And I think there was another call that was coming in. If you would try calling back about 108, we'll be able to get you on the air. And thank you for that explanation, Cody. It's Darsha and Kenny signing off. Until please take a listen from our sponsors, support our sponsors here at KPRL.
AM AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.